This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. We have been looking this week at inspirations from the heart of David as seen in Psalm 119. And so I'd like to look at Psalm 119 and verse 142. And it says, "Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth." And I just want to picture David rejoicing as he considers that. Thy righteousness is everlasting. Thy righteousness is wonderful. Now, how did David experience that? Because in David's day, the righteousness which he sought after as a Jew, the righteousness was within the Jewish system, and it was never an everlasting righteousness. It was only temporary. It was as the law was lived out in a person's life, as the sacrifices were made, as the right amount of blood, the right animals, and all of those things, they brought about a righteousness, but it was a temporary righteousness. So clearly what David is talking about here is the righteousness that he saw looking forward to Christ. He saw that God, the Lord, would provide a righteousness which transcends, which exceeds the righteousness which he could achieve in the flesh there in the within the Hebrew religion. So I wanted to look at the verse in Hebrews that we looked at yesterday, and it says that after Jesus had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. In chapter 1, verse 3, after Jesus, the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, beloved, when he had by himself created an everlasting righteousness, the work being finished, it says, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Isn't that a blessing to consider? I would like to also bring in this verse here, and it's in Galatians chapter 3, verse 2. "This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh?" So, beloved, the question that arises here is this righteousness which we have found, this righteousness which we have obtained by faith in Christ, is that righteousness maintained by a external list of do's and don'ts that we continue on in the flesh? Or, beloved, is that eternal righteousness, because of the work of the Holy Spirit, bringing us, correcting us, and moving us, but not because of a list, unchangeable list of do's and don'ts, but rather by the pruning in the direction of the living God? That is truly an eternal righteousness, an everlasting righteousness. That's what David was looking forward to. Bless God for this example. I often marvel at what a New Testament relationship David had as he lived there in those days. So I hope you're encouraged this morning to consider the righteousness which is of Christ, and the nature of that righteousness which is love and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And so I pray that you'd be encouraged. If you would like to leave a message for the ministry here, go ahead and use mailbox 99. It's the voice mailbox, and you can leave a message there. So thank you for joining us.